Moncrief on News Talk.
Nielsen is the company that figures out how many people watch various TV shows, and they also have the figures on how many actual televisions they are. They reckon that 424,000 Irish households don't have one, which begs the obvious question. What do those households point their armchairs at? The architect and interior designer Roisin Murphy loves a bit of telly. Afternoon, Roisin.
Good afternoon.
What do you do in your house?
Oh, I have a telly. We have a telly because there's this thing called the World Cup on.
Mm-hmm. So, I've heard of it.
Yes, and there was somebody very distraught yesterday because they couldn't find a remote control, so they ended up on the couch looking at their phone. So I think tales of the disappearing telly in certain houses are just, they're gone. But if, in the event, the television is in the middle of where should be a fireplace. So
yeah.
That's where we're pointing it.
Yeah. Now, I suppose the thing is, like, if you move into a new home, and I suppose invariably... Yeah. Fewer and fewer of them have a fireplace. Do you,
yes.
Do you design the room thinking a television will be in there, or just design the room and then you plonk in a television afterwards?
Well, I think it depends on the families. Like, some people really do not watch much television. Some people watch it. I mean, I have a friend who does the editing for a lot of television and film. So, but they have, though, you'd imagine they have a huge telly, but they have a projector that they pull down from the ceiling. And now, this sounds like it's a huge house, but it's actually quite a modest house. But they just pull it down from the ceiling and watch it like that. So I think it depends on how annoying people find a television. And I have an artist friend then who she has, her kids are really sporty, much to her anathema. So she has one of these paintings that turns into a television. So it depends on the way you are. I mean, I don't think any family is without some sort of screen. So it depends. And then for some people, it's... the television doesn't annoy them that much. It's not a scourge, an aesthetic scourge. So you may have to do things like put them in cupboards as well, believe it or not. So if you can imagine, it's up on the wall and it's like a discreet, especially with the flat screen one. You wouldn't put a telly from the 80s on the wall. You'd have needed structural chemical bonds. But in the days of the slimline TV, you can now put them on. They're like pictures. So people put little cupboards around them and they might paint them in the blackboard paint and all sorts of fancy Nancy things happen to pretend that they're not watching telly.
Yeah, so. But you know the way, like, telly's like you have to upgrade your telly every how many years, because in 2 years' time they'll be able to walk around the house by themselves or something. You're a hostage to fortune if you stick it on the wall and build cupboards around it.
All I'm going to say is think drinks cabinet. You know what I mean?
I mean,
the full drinks cabinet. Do you remember the thing that went in the 90s, 80s, and the MFI drinks cabinet? So anything that you build in is going to date, I feel. So you design your room, and if it's a piece, if you really want to hide it, you kind of design it like a piece of furniture that you can remove. So it's, you know what I mean? I.e. it's like a painting, or it's on a cupboard that you can take down. But also, if you can also just light the television and put it on a really nice chair, a really nice table or console, and they can be anything from, I have mine on an old radio system, a big, huge 3-in-1.
So it sits
on that. I wanted to reinstate the radio, but kids are like, absolutely not, but it looks great.
Mm.
So it depends on how you envision it, but some people are allergic to television. You know, they just, the look at them annoys them hugely for some reason. And a lot of people now are barring them from the kitchen and stuff because it interferes with family conversation and things like that.
Yeah.
But World Cup and Love Island, it seems to be the day of the couch. People are just watching television, like, especially the young generation are all watching Love Island. Some of them with very highfalutin degrees in astrophysics and stuff are all still watching Love Island.
Yeah, but they can watch that on their laptop or their phone or anything.
I think there is still the phenomena of streaming and younger people coming together to watch soccer, to watch, they'll talk about Love Island. I think that thing of collective watching television, it's not necessarily telly we're watching. We're not watching mainstream telly. We're not all coming together for the Reardons. But there's definitely people streaming. There's definitely people going to pubs to watch big screens. So that part of us hasn't changed. I mean, the thing is, though, which I was saying to somebody earlier, we're still getting our news now on TikTok, though, and things like that, where people would say, I saw it on TikTok.
Mm.
And I think that's very dangerous, because you do need kind of proper organized delivery of news. We saw that in COVID. So the telly became, was still a huge kind of voice of government.
Do many people keep tellies inside a cupboard? They keep it hidden.
Yeah, well, it happens more in Germany, I think, whatever that's about.
Really? That's so odd.
Yeah. But I think it's a bit like the toaster. You know the big story that you can tell whether you're Protestant or Catholic? It's the toasters in the cupboard. So any time I ask my friends in Northern Ireland, you'll go, do they have it in the cupboard? And they go, yeah, we have it in the cupboard. They have no shame in it either. They look at you and you're like, slob. But I'm terrified of setting fire to a cupboard. I'm worried
about
it. Well,
it wouldn't be plugged in the cupboard, the toaster, I mean.
Yeah, I know, but still, there's a bit of latent heat. We say there's a bit of toast stuff there from the morning.
And crumbs as well.
Yeah, it's just not, you know, a little mouse fest down there. No, no. But, you know, and I like a toaster, so you get a posh toaster and you sit it outside, but then a bit like that with the telly. And some of the happiest families I know have the biggest tellies, which is... But did you hear, and this is the other thing, because one of my kids came back and said, we are apparently... The bigger the telly, the less class you have. And we definitely fall into a family of no class. I think I have a huge telly. I was like, let's get a big one. Partly because I worked on telly, I was like, I can hardly start poo-pooing it. But apparently there's some other study that says the bigger the telly, you know, you need to up your class.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Small telly means you're well-to-do.
You're well-to-do. Okay, yeah. All right. Roisin, thanks a million. As ever, that was the utterly classless Roisin Murphy there, though a good place to go is her house for toast.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.